This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Post Malone right there. He's got a new face tattoo, Vinny. You know how he has always tired written under his eyes, and he's got like vines and stuff all around his face. He got a little buzzsaw, like a blade from a buzzsaw on his cheek. And it's covered in blood. It's a good look. You know, he puts all his best work on there. Go.
What a trip. The face tattoo has just become...
nothing.
The next logical step, I guess.
Yeah. Used to be like, oh my God, that guy's got a tattoo on his face. Oh, three teardrops. Does that mean he killed three people? Now it's like, yeah, let's just write some stuff on there.
Oh, you got to be made financially to go there.
You do.
Because you're not going to make it in the retail outlet.
No, the bank jobs. Nope. There's a lot of jobs come off the table when you start writing on your face, you know. So you got to hope that the people who go in early get to stay in, you know. I feel like Post Malone's going to be okay for a while, provided there's no big scandals or something.
Well, he's made his money. He could tap out.
Yeah, what's he worth? What's Post Malone's net worth?
Let's see. It says $14 million. He's
That's
poor.
Not enough. Yeah, he's so poor. He needs more money. Post Malone needs more money before he really can do a full checkerboard on his face, you know, or whatever he's going to do.
Well, he's committed.
Yes, he is, Vinny. He's committed to this career choice. This is what I've chosen, and I'm sticking with it. And I just got a buzzsaw blade on my face to prove it. Ooh. So, something entirely different. Third Eye Blind, they're coming to the Fox Theater, Oakland, March 13th. The tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com.
It's a Friday night, I believe.
It is Friday the 13th.
Good night to get out.
Sure. That's a great area. We were talking about this when Stephen Jenkins was on the show on Wednesday. Like, right around the Fox is a super cool area. Like, you go grab a delicious dinner somewhere and head over to the venue.
Ah! I've seen a bunch of shows there, and I love that spot.
Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see A Third Eye Blind. I want something else to get me through this semi-charm kind of life.
What in the hell?
What in the hell what?
I'm looking at a picture of Leo DiCaprio with his dad. Yeah. Have you ever seen his dad?
No. What's his dad look like?
How did a movie star... What the... That's his dad.
Oh. Well, that... He has the same eyes. That's really the only thing, though. So he looks like maybe Gene Simmons' shriveled cousin. He's got long...
I see no resemblance at all.
The eyes, for sure. I think the eyes look the same. He's got the same kind of squinty...
Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack
you, but
that was... That doesn't...
So Gene Simmons' dad. It's Leo DiCaprio's dad. Should be Gene Simmons' dad. He's got long black hair parted in the middle. And he's got like a mustache and just like a little striped goatee going on. But that's, you know.
Oof.
It's pretty interesting. Sometimes.
Is his name George?
Yes.
Looks like his name's George DiCaprio.
It is.
How funny. Who's his mother?
I don't know. I never thought to think about it until I saw this picture and went...
You know, I feel like sometimes, and I think this is the problem with face tattoos ultimately, when you commit to a look in such a way that you can't stop dyeing your hair and you can't, oh, isn't his mom cute?
All right. That's where he gets the blonde hair from.
Yeah, very cute.
All right, when you commit to a look.
When you commit to a look, there you are married to it. It's like the teacher that you had at school who dyed her hair black. Cover her grays, and now, like, clearly her hair is 100% white, and you know, every 6 weeks or so it turns all the way black again. She's got that just stark white, like, you think my skunk stripe is bad? Imagine if I had black hair.
I'm always surprised when you see a guy who marries a facial hair thing,
and just
and
that's it. I'm
that's
committed.
It. My dad was like that. Yeah. Mustache
had the mustache, and that was
he
that.
Well, he later let a goatee grow in, But I remember I've told you this story before. He was trimming his mustache, and he just hacked like half of it off
by accident.
We were going, I think, to the spaghetti factory in Newport Beach. It was like a family little thing. Sure. We're headed out, and he just comes downstairs with half the mustache missing.
Wait, he didn't.
He didn't. He's
shave
like,
off the other half.
No, he just. He's like, it'll all grow back in. Quit laughing at me.
He was a Hassan. I mean, I've seen how fast the hair grows.
I know, but you still, you'd think you'd like, just start over.
I don't know when the last time you shaved was, but I don't think it was that long ago. And you've got a full beard right now.
I haven't, right. I haven't shaved this week. Yeah. It's been the whole week.
When is the last time you shaved?
Before last weekend.
Oh, well, then that's actually reasonable.
And I would have shaved this morning, but I was running behind and went, there's no time for that.
What's funny is how salt and pepper you are now.
It's awful.
It's surprising.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't grow facial hair.
Why not? It looks good. You look all, you know, professorial.
Nope.
Anyway, where were we? Let's do the trash.
Right.
It's always fun to hear about the ridiculous, awesome, stupid, amazing swag bags that they get every year. So these are their articles, and you know, it's all sponsored stuff. People pay to be in these bags.
Mm-hmm.
But they get delivered to the top names in the industry, you know, the top actors and actresses and other nominees. And these people, they say it's good to be an assistant to one of these people at this point, because a lot of times these people are like, no, I don't want any more stuff. You guys, go, please. Just
forget it. And the assistants get them?
The assistants get them. And they can't use everything. I'm sure that, you know, Leo DiCaprio can't give away the $78,000 12-day cruise on a yacht with butler service, two helicopters, and a spa.
So do they get W-2'd on this? Or what is the 1090? What is the... Because you're getting gifts.
I would have
gifts.
To think that there has to be a tax
right.
thing with this.
Right.
It's... You can't just take a $78,000 trip.
Anyone who's ever won anything ends up finding that out.
Right.
Like,
I think the cutoff is something like a $600 prize has to be, you got to claim that on your taxes. I don't know how this works.
I could see why someone would say, I don't want it.
Yeah, no
just
thanks.
Based on that.
Right. Because basically, I'm going to pay on a $78,000 cruise, I'm going to pay at least $25,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's
sketchy. What's the top tax rate in California? I think it's like 30-something percent.
35 at least.
Right. Is that including state taxes? Like the Fed and state?
You know what? I have a tax person because I do not know.
Right. I'm with you. So the free swag that is in this year's bag is valued at $225,000.
Wow.
Up about 80,000. Up a trip to the Mediterranean over last year. This 12-day cruise on a just, I don't know how many people you can bring, but it's butler service, two helicopters, a spa, $78,000 destinations that include Antarctica and the Mediterranean.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. Other gifts include a romantic getaway in a Spanish lighthouse. Hopefully not the one in that friggin' movie I just saw. The lighthouse. That place was ramshackle. And there's like ghosts and octopi and mermaids. Oh, and stupid, other stupid stuff. And so much man issue. Just.
So much.
So much baby gravy. Like, too much. Too much.
Gravy.
You heard me.
What did you just say?
I'm telling you, this movie, The Lighthouse, is disturbing on 100 levels.
90% in Rotten Tomatoes, though.
No, there's something wrong with Rotten Tomatoes. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Are you?
Maybe you watched the wrong movie.
Yeah, no. I don't think you.
Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe? No, there's no, you can't see it happening, but it's there it is. Coming out of the ceiling.
Are you sure it's just not?
Yes, no. I'm sure. Someone back me up on text, please.
And my kid loves to make slime. Are you sure they didn't make slime?
Didn't seem like arts and crafts time at the Hell Lighthouse.
Apparently, Elmer glue, contact solution. Oh, there's one other ingredient. How do I not know this? Because I've been buying it every day, it seems like.
The things that make slime?
Yeah.
Did she watch those videos on YouTube of the people with the slime?
Yep.
I don't understand the slime.
Elmer Glue now has realized, we've got a new market. Mm. And so there's glitter and glow-in-the-dark Elmer Glue.
Oh, great.
So that when your slime is made, it's...
Fancy.
Special. Shaving foam.
Oh.
That's the other ingredient
in
slime.
And saline solution, like for your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
How bizarre.
Yeah, that's what makes slime. My kid is into it.
Well, now I know. Does it get on everything?
Yeah, and I think that's probably what they use to make the baby gravy, as you put it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to call it. I mean, I'm trying to call it something I can say.
Can we say this? Let me just write this down.
Probably not, but
most
have
likely
a look.
Not.
Yeah. Can we say that word?
No.
Oh,
well, I don't think we can say it because we're clearly trying
We've
to talk around
We've been through this
conversation
before.
That's
not, yeah.
That is not okay? Yeah. All right.
But you could say, like, I spilled yogurt down the front. There's a splooge all over the front of me. I mean,
yogurt.
Was,
okay.
You know?
We keep food. I'm starving.
You are?
I'm always hungry, man. We're talking about eggs a second ago.
All right.
Ago.
So anyway, back to this. This is a romantic. This is a romantic getaway in a Spanish lighthouse. And as I said, hopefully not the one in the movie, The Lighthouse.
Oh, that's how that came up. Oh, all right.
A year's membership to a luxury dating service and the Peasy Midstream. A medical urine collection system that claims to improve the accuracy of testing for infections. This is in the Oscar swag bag.
That sounds nice.
They've also got, and someone's going to have to explain this to me, hydrogen-infused water. $29.99 a pouch for that. Hydrogen, I mean, isn't water already hydrogen? It's mostly hydrogen.
Right. So what are you saying?
I just don't understand. Like, are they altering the chemical makeup of water? Like, how are they infusing hydrogen into water? Hydrogen on its own was actually dangerous.
Look
I'm look. I'm looking the gift
the
house.
Mouth.
For $30 a pouch, I want to know what they're putting in this stuff. Posh amethyst bath combs for $75. $150 gold-plated cannabis vape pen. A brainwave-sensing meditation headband. That's a $250 thing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And up to $25,000 worth of cosmetic and rejuvenation procedures like lip fillers and chemical peels.
I wonder if...
We saw
so what does it do if it's brainwave-sensing while you're meditating? Does it, like, zap you if your thoughts end up in the weeds?
I don't know.
Because it's hard to meditate.
It is.
I've had success and... It takes concentration and practice to get anywhere with it.
You said something about a technique they teach to soldiers
mm-hmm.
and where they picture like a velvet black background and the words don't think. Like that's their mantra. Don't think.
Right.
I use that at night. Works.
Oh, you still use it?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
You told me that whenever, three months ago, 4 months ago. Maybe 5 years ago. I don't know. Time
it's been
is
years.
Right.
So here's the... It's called H-factor water.
Okay.
And here's a little diagram.
Oh, wow. That is very
H2O.
Scientific.
Does that
look
help
at this.
You?
No, it doesn't. There's actually spinning atoms around. Okay, thank you.
So it says, think of it like a plus one. They've invited an extra guest, H2, to the party of H2O. Does that make sense?
So there's H2. So there's hydrogen atoms in
So they're
pairs.
Pumping hydrogen gas into the water. So I guess there's some extra hydrogen
going around
the H2O. Well,
let's hope nothing goes wrong
at
the plant. Jesus.
And I guess it quickly circulates and speeds straight into your power centers of your cells.
Okay, sure. I'm sure that's true. Let's get some.
Water infusion plant.
Oh, I mean, Jesus. Hydrogen? H2O, baby. I don't know. Maybe just me. I'm sure
there's just a guy with a hose filling water bottles somewhere at the plant who's like, yeah, this water goes in these bottles and it's going to the water infusion jars and this is just water.
Mm-hmm. Not everything is weird and pricey. They actually have 2 packs of dark chocolate Milanos, which cost $4.89 for a set of 10. So some of it's cheap. Did you have that full list somewhere?
I have the full list here. I'm looking.
Was there
at
anything
it.
Else that you wanted to add to this story?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what everything is. I just have a big list of stuff.
It's a huge, long list.
Trust Me Vodka. I'm trying to figure out
Trust
why.
Me Vodka?
It's called Trust Me Vodka.
Oh, Trust Me. This vodka is the one for you. Hey, while you're looking, if you know, let me know if you find anything else that you're like, oh my God, they must know about this. Netflix is letting users turn off autoplay previews. I didn't even know that this was a problem, but I have noticed as you're searching for something, there's something playing at the top, like trying to get you to watch whatever show. You can turn that off if you want to. Here's what you do. Sign into your Netflix account from a web browser, select Manage Profiles from the menu, and click the profile that you want to update. After that, make sure to check or uncheck the autoplay previews while browsing on all devices option, and then hit save and you're all set. And they also introduce an option that will let you stop episodes from automatically playing after one episode ends. You know how, like, if you're watching, is Ozark on there?
Sure.
You watch it, it ends 30, you know, then it smallifies the screen and says your next episode countdown will start in 30
right
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've fallen asleep, you might go through three episodes and not
right
know.
Okay.
So whatever, you can turn that off too, and it's the same thing. You go to your Netflix account, manage profiles, turn off, autoplay next episode in a series on all devices, and you can turn it on or off.
I've never been that guy, but I can see where that would
sure some
come
people
in handy.
Apparently have been bitching at Netflix, and they're like, we hear you. Here's how you turn those things off.
And never fall asleep on the couch.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean, I might take a nap specifically and go there and take a nap.
Uh-huh.
But I'm never watching a show and find myself an hour later all,
Really?
What happened?
God. That's my entire
Where
life.
Am I?
My
really?
Entire life is, I refuse to lay down on the couch because if I lay down, I'm out. In fact, sometimes my son goes, Sarah, don't. Sarah, don't. Sarah.
Christine is that guy, too.
Yeah.
The minute she lays down on the couch, the minute the movie starts, she's already lost. Look over and go, why did I let her pick the movie?
Right. You should just never let her pick.
Well, I don't anymore.
Or you
I mean,
just
I've
say,
learned through the years.
Here's what you do.
But
you say, well, pick any movie you want.
Right.
Anything you want. Don't even argue with
it. I can just
and then
change
you just,
it.
Right. I'll change it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I found a couple more things that are worthy of reporting.
Oh, these are things from the Oscar swag bag.
Yeah. So here's a pretty cool one. It's not too expensive. It's on Amazon. It's a projector that just projects a bunch of stars in your room, I guess, while you're going to sleep.
Well,
or
cool.
Anything else, I guess, for that matter. And then they have this
naked
smart
ladies you could have?
I don't know about that.
Oh, look, a smart bra.
The smart bra. Yeah, you can download.
What's so smart about it?
You can download an app, and I forget what it does.
Tells you how big your boobs are?
No, it's,
well, what could it possibly tell you?
It tells you something. I forget. I just
heart rate?
Read it and I forgot.
Warms up your the tips?
Yeah, so that you won't have anything embarrassing poking through the front of your shirt?
Oh, it's an exclusive measuring bra that provides precise measurements right through your smartphone.
Oh.
And curates a collection of Soma bras just for you. So,
oh, so you put this thing on and it measures, it tells yeah you you're a 36.
Because everybody knows that women always have trouble figuring out the exact size that they are.
Right. So well, I and every bra varies too.
Well, Joy is a bra expert and she measured you.
She did.
What were you?
36C.
There you go.
Which my entire life, I thought I was a 38B. My entire life. I threw out every one of my old bras and bought a couple 36Cs.
And you can tell the difference.
Well, they totally fit.
All right.
I know. It's
good
amazing
for you.
I had no idea how wrong I was.
Yeah, well, you've changed. There's no question. When I first met you, I would have guessed, especially since I saw them, that you were an A cup.
God, you dreamer.
And they've since grown.
Yeah.
And one last one that I really like, because I've been looking into this myself, it's an upright posture trainer. So I guess it goes in your back, and it, it's
your
a device that it'll, I guess, alert you whenever you slouch to remind
I
you.
I don't want that. That'd be going off constantly.
Well, I always slouch,
such a
and so I know that I need that, you know?
I know.
Straighten up my back.
Sit up straight. It's like when you watch old English movies and stuff or English TV shows, like the women just sit up so straight with their shoulders down and back, and they're just rigid, straight spine. I always think, God, that looks uncomfortable.
These
no
are the people who won't brush their teeth.
But they sit up like it's
interesting.
You know, very proper.
Got it.
It says in just 2 weeks of training, you'll be ready to strike a taller, more confident red carpet pose.
Yeah. All right.
Well, luckily I don't need that. Just really quickly, Disney CEO Bob Iger is sorry that their licensing company fined the PTA of an elementary school $250 for showing The Lion King.
I saw this on the news, the TV news last night, and laughed.
Well, listen, it's not a good look on Disney.
I knew,
you know,
that was how that was going to go. I told you at the time when you reported it, there's no way they're collecting that money.
Uh-uh. One of the dads had purchased the DVD. It's technically against the rules to screen the movie in public, even for a school. Disney waived the fee, and Iger tweeted, our company apologizes to the Emerson Elementary School PTA, and I will personally donate to their fundraising initiative. I don't know how much he's going to contribute. He's a very rich man, and anything less than $5 million is going to be a joke. Well, listen, you shoot high. Come on. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news for me today?
Something about a quarter test I've never heard of.
A quarter test?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that, and also the worst Valentine gift of all.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.